Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, fantastic Friday. Welcome back to segment two, Your Health is Your Wealth. And this month we are discussing the courage to execute your faith. I am your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon, ecstatic, and excited about being here on today. And as we do on every first and third Friday of the month, we start this show with the highest level of energy possible. So wherever you are, I want you to wiggle your feet, clap your hands, stand to your feet, breathe in as much oxygen as you can, and I want you to affirm with me as we bring this energy to the highest level possible. That's right. I will hear, listen, and execute the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the employer. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why, you might ask? Because I am a champion. Because everything I touch turns to gold. Because it is my season. It is my turn. I am happy. I am humble. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life and my future is bright. Why, you might ask? Because my attitude is right. Yes, I am excited on today. Let me give you guys a quick weather forecast. We are in Stone Mountain, Georgia, 20 minutes east of Atlanta, our home office. And last night, we encountered tornado warnings, flash flooding, rain from midnight until approximately 7 a.m. Now, anybody that knows me knows I do not do darkness at all. Yes, we encountered a power outage. The lights went out. Everything, the street lights, the house lights, was a complete still darkness. I don't do darkness. I have lights burning in the daytime. I am known as Sister Sunshine, Kamari Sunshine, and that's just part of who I am. I live by light. So for me to sit in darkness was extremely uncomfortable. Every little weird thing my mind could tell me was going on around me, I had to continually push it out. As a result, it impacted my sleep. It changed the trajectory of my day. Yes, the lights came back on, and everything seems to be fine. We are actually at a comfortable 66 degrees. It's a little cloudy out, but the sun is shining. And although we are forecasted for rain through Saturday, we anticipate a high 70 degrees on Resurrection Sunday. So, yes, rain shower, bring May flowers. We're looking forward to the flowers. You know, that brings me back to my favorite mind share quote. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. And I am dismissing anything that indicates darkness, dismay, dismal intent, and we are bringing forth our Mayflowers. We are bringing forth everything that is in the harmonious and good will of God. I'm going to quit talking, you guys, because we got a lot of stuff to cover on today. This is one of my favorite segments. If you never try, you'll never know. And basically what that is saying is stop doing the consistency. I was speaking with one of my mentors this week, and they reaffirmed the fact that success means consistent willingness to do the things you don't want to do. I'm going to repeat that. Success dictates that you do the things consistently that you do not want to do. Now, comfortability brings about consistency. So if you don't want to change your patterns, if you don't want to change your elevation, stay consistent in doing the things that you're doing. But if you did things outside of your regular regimen, what? You're going to receive different results. So successful people make it a habit of doing the things that they absolutely don't want to do. They just don't want to do it. It's not comfortable. It's not regular routine. They don't necessarily know whether it's a fear of the uncomfortable or whether it's a fear of failure or whether it's just a discomfortable situation. They don't do it, and as a result, we don't make progression. My objective through this season is to consistently make progressive stages and steps in my life, so I have to condition myself to do the things that I don't want to do. I want to share something with you before we go back into the material, because what came to me was Genesis 1 and 28. It says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on earth. On day 6 of creation, God finished his work, creating human beings as his image bearers. However, before Moses goes on to describe what happened on day 7, he records the blessings God gave to the human race, a blessing that helps us to understand what it means to be the image of God. Now, this blessing includes the command to subdue the earth and have dominion over every living thing. That's verse 28. The ruler of the universe thought it fitting to have men and women alike serve as his vice regent over creation. We thus see that to be the image of God is to share his attributes such as lordship and to reflect his character. Now, with all that being said, I am speaking on dominion. God wants us to live an abundant life. And I believe that we are our own worst enemy. We often are our own worst critic, and we often stand in the way of reaching the fullest potential that God first saw in us upon our creation. He has given us dominion, which is basically power. We have jurisdiction, authority. We can call anything that we want into our circumstances, but we have to speak life and execute faith. Speak life and execute faith. Yesterday I was listening to a fable, and but basically the fable represented Christian love, faith, and executing Christian love and faith. And this wise man shared, he gave a bar of gold to the priest. And the priest said, thank you, but I don't deserve this. You've given me far more than what I deserve. And the wise man said, don't you ever say that again, because the universe is listening to you. The universe hears everything that you say. So if you think that you don't deserve, that's exactly what the universe will start giving you, less than what you deserve. So you have to start speaking that, thank you, I receive. We have to stop believing that I am less than, therefore I deserve less than. It was powerful. I don't know if I'm conveying my message accurately, but I just had to get that out because it was very impacting for me. I know that we have all been guilty of that. Say, oh, Kimberly, your dress is so pretty. Oh, this old thing? Oh, we have got to create a new narrative, which brings me back into where we left off last week. It's about time that we start to craft a new narrative about our lives. Now, that internal narrative, that internal dialogue that we've been hearing for so long has become nature, has become second habit. It's feeding doubt and not your faith. Oh, well, you know, I'm not happy with my job, but it makes ends meet, and I thank God for just a little bit to get by. Or this old dress, you know, I just keep it because it's comfortable, but thank you for the compliment. Or either it's an unwillingness to interrupt generational trends, generational traditions. We spoke on last week as though if your immediate circle is not consistent of millionaires, who are you in a median income environment to start sharing with all of your surroundings that you aspire to be a millionaire? If you are around people who do not know, who do not care to know, who are afraid to try, that your life's ambition is to be a millionaire, you're going to interrupt and upset generational customary trends. So you have to have, I believe it was Barack Obama, as a matter of fact, I know it is, the audacity of hope. You have to have the audacity. Audacity means boldly stepping out in a self-determined stature, saying that I believe, and I don't care whether you believe me or not, it's just audacious that I would step out and say that I deserve and I believe it is my birthright that I can live an abundant life and have dominion over all things. I know this is what we're doing over here, but I'm not willing to keep playing these roles with you when I know my inner passion desires to be something greater. And I'm going to move forward, but I know it's real easy to leave circumstances and people when they're mean to you. When people mistreat you or circumstances are adverse and volatile, we take off running with no excuse. We get out of there quickly. But when people are loving, compassionate, empathetic, kind, it's hard to say you've been real, real, real good to me, but I'm not happy here. It's almost offensive. So I just want to encourage somebody right now that you are going to have to get comfortable in, number one, doing the things that you don't want to do. Number two, be prepared to interrupt generational trends. That's just where I'm at with that. Okay. Now, after we move past creating a new narrative, we're moving into the courage to see the life that you desire. Now, let me make a helpful distinction between a vision of the life you desire and the fantasy that you created for the purpose of escape. Now, we all do it. Every time we hear Beyonce or one of the fabulous entertainers get on stage, we automatically go into a fantasy visualization of us being behind the mic. I personally love Fantasia. I think she is the cat's meow. Every time Fantasia sings, I go into this fantasy visualization of me up there singing and rattling and bringing audiences to tears. But it's a fleeting vision. That's not my calling in life. Fantasia has that field on lock. So you have to spend your time daydreaming of not if only or what if situations. You're probably living in fantasy. You got to get past that. The purpose of creating a vision of the life you desire is not to escape reality. It is to create a new one. Okay? If you spend your valuable time and energy dreaming of a past that will never return or a future that will never appear, then you're just wasting your time. There's nothing that we can do about yesterday. There's nothing that I can do about the 6 hours I spent in darkness last night. The lights are back on. I can't manifest on that. It did change the trajectory of my day, but guess what? This is the vision, the plan that God has for me, and I'm going to move forward with it. I'm not calling Georgia Power and complaining about the lights being out all night. That's just taking me into an unrealistic pattern, okay? I don't want to waste my time on that. What I want to do is create a vision of the life I desire, and that means looking clearly at the present and making decisions to change it. It doesn't mean that I'm wishing for it to change. It means taking responsibility for the present and deciding to create something different going forward. Now, what I mean by that is this morning I had plans of getting up, getting on the computer, making phone calls, possibly running some errands, getting things done. Well, because I sat up in the dark all night, worried about things walking and crawling all around me, I decided to catnap most of the mid-morning afternoon. Therefore, it changed the trajectory of my day. Do I get stuck there? It was quite dismal, to be honest with you, because I'm like, man, that's not what I had intended. This was not my original slate. I wanted to do something different, but hey, here I am. So what happens is I have to take responsibility for the decision that I made to catnap and decide to create something different going forward. My something different is making my radio show at 2 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, I have a phone conference, and I'm going to move forward with my day. Now, this is much more challenging than simply daydreaming because it requires us to take absolute responsibility for everything in our life. It also requires us to take responsibility for the life that we want to create. This radio show is a manifestation of a dream that I've had since childhood. So would I sulk and come on here unenergetic and unenthusiastic and dismal and frustrated? No, unacceptable. I have to take responsibility and accountability that, hey, Kim, these are situations that arise in life that you have to learn to maneuver around and execute greatness. And I just choose to keep maneuvering and executing my greatness. The computer systems are still working. The telephone lines are still open. Thank you for all of our callers that chimed in on today. And I just want to say that most of us, we take responsibility. We keep it moving. But in this season, in this lesson, we are taking notes on what we did yesterday, what we are doing right now, and how we intend to impact our lives in the future. I believe that we all say that we're change agents. I know personally that is one of my aspirations, to impact the world in a great way. But in order for me to impact and be a change agent, I have to make relevant, pertinent changes in my own life. And that's the season that I'm in right now, making relevant, pertinent changes in my own life. And I am enthusiastic and excited about it. Now, I want to move quickly because I will run out of time and we'll still be sitting here focusing on my rambling rant. Okay, now, the courage to take action. Now, we talked about the theme for this is executing faith through the foundation of courage. Enthusiastically, we want to approach encouraging one another towards the giant within and healthy living. Not to follow or allow fear to become an anchor, an absolute paralytic anchor that holds you back from trying new things. We got to try new things, do the things that we don't want to do, accomplish our goals, and live an absolutely amazing life with realization of your full potential. That would be amazing. On this fable I saw, it was The Alchemist, you guys. That's the name of the title of the segment that I saw yesterday. It's called The Alchemist. And basically, one of the lines at the conclusion of The Alchemist was, how do we determine our passion in life? Everybody has a passion. How do I know what my passion is? The universe and God built everything based on love. His love for nature, his love for light, his love for life, his love for abundance, his love for our dominion. Everything derived from love. So you determine your passion, people, by indicating what is it in your heart that brings you absolute joy. There is something, everybody has a gift, first of all. Everybody has God-given gifts and multiple skills. That's just the way God designed us. We all have gifts, sometimes more than one, and we all have a varied amount of skill. So you just have to tap into what brings you the most joy, and you go from there. And that's how you determine your purpose. That's it. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I should be a president. I should be a motivational speaker. I should be a Broadway performer. I should be a jazz, you know, I should be a jazz artist, whatever. Everybody's passion isn't for everyone else. You know, some people are good at medical, you know, the medical profession. That would never be my calling. I am just squeamish and sickened by trauma and blood. That I couldn't do it. I may be able to assist in a life-altering circumstance. That's just one of my skills, to be of administrative assistance, to add aid to somebody who specializes in this. But to actually be a surgeon, that would never be my calling. So I just wanted to throw that little bit in. That was pretty cool for me. But the courage to take action. Most of us automatically think of taking action when we think about courage. But unless you exercise the first two steps in the process. Now, we spoke on the last one at length on last week, and it was see life as it actually is. Write it down. Where are you in life? Are you happy or are you unhappy? What is it that you're doing? What is it that you wish to do? You got to start getting an accurate account for life as it actually is. Nobody has to be able to understand your brainstorming but you, but you got to get an actual running account of the facts surrounding where you are in life. Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to make more money? Do you want to sing? Do you want to dance? Do you want to design? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you are doing? This is just a brainstorm format of your actuality, seeing life exactly as it is. Step two, which we also want to write out, is the courage that it takes, the audacity to see life as you desire it. That's the dream segment that we were just talking about. What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? Okay, you got to get it out there. You can't just let it just manifest in your mind and not bring your heart and mind onto paper. Put it on tablets and make it plain. What is it that you want? Some people have vision boards. I personally prefer vision all around me. I have a vision household. There is a note, a sticky note, a message, a picture all around me. I even have this young girl, everybody laughs at me, but this is true. I was going through creating my vision board, and I found this absolute beautiful young lady on the beach in a two-piece bathing suit. I cut out her body and stuck a picture of my head on it. That is my vision. Every time somebody comes in here, they laugh so hard. But that's my vision, and that's what I want, and I keep it up. It's been up for about 3 years now, and it's been a consistent process, a long process, but I will make my mark. I have no doubts about that. Okay, so put it on paper, make it plain. Now, you will be far less successful producing the results you are looking for if you don't try this process. Because if you don't bring it out and start mapping out what it is you actually want, that's like getting in your car and traveling from here to California without a GPS or a map. You're just going in that direction, but you're taking all the wrong roads. Trust me, you can fine-tune this process if you just write it out, put it on tablets, and make it plain. Now, the doubts will begin to fill your head. I got to put that there. Because when I look at this young person on this picture, I'm thinking she's got to be 20, 25 maybe, could be potentially younger. I'm 52. So is my vision unrealistic? I don't have time to feed myself with doubt. I don't have time. I have also an opposing photo of a person that is 88 years old in the same health state, probably better. Ernestine Shepherd, look her up. Fabulous, fabulous woman. So I find ways to reinforce my vision, and I roll with that. And will it all come together? Absolutely. It's going to come together. So, you guys, I have to start wrapping it up, but I just want to just give you those little nuggets. And I want to say take the step so that you can see. It's easy to get distracted making a list, plans, and projections. Do your homework, but stay focused and unwavering, taking the steps to see you at your highest and greatest potential. There's an amazing thing that happens when you take the steps. It propels you to be at a higher step. It propels you to be at a higher state of consciousness. So once you take the steps, do the things that you don't want to do, guess what happens? You end up with a new level of goal and aspiration. So I just want to encourage you guys, let me just say this quickly. Clarify your purpose. As you start moving forward, you will gain insight, experience, and information. Keep clear on your goal, but consistently clarify your purpose. When you get results that you don't want, don't panic. Just lay aside the actions and tools that created those results and pick up new or different ones. You see what I'm saying? Like last night sitting in the dark, that wasn't the experience I had anticipated. But what you do is when you get the results you weren't looking for, you lay aside and gather up the tools that will catapult you into your next level or opportunity. Keep it moving. Don't stop. Even when you face obstacles and hurdles, don't stop moving. Don't allow your fear or uncertainty to trap you into immobility. If you keep moving, the path will eventually open up for you. It has to. It is the way of everything. It is written. I have given you dominion over all things, the fish, the birds of the sky, over every living thing. We are the only one of God's creatures that he has given absolute authority and made us in his image and likeness. Now, I'm going to close with this. The blessings include the command to subdue the earth and have dominion over everything. The ruler, our God, our Father, our creator of the universe, thought it fitting to have us to be made in his, we are vice regents over creation. He has given us dominion and created us in the image and his likeness. The key is to share the attributes such as lordship, be a responsible, accountable steward over all things, lordship, take things with respect and aspiration, and to reflect his character, which is that of love. So we could talk on this all day, you guys. I just want to just say shout out to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, our visionary over this platform, and he meets here every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I write this down every week and forget it. But Dr. Dunlap does an amazing financial empowerment segment every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. If you want to know how to be an accountable steward over your finances and watch your wealth flourish, please tune in to this same location, same time. Again, we thank you, we love you, we bless you, and we appreciate God for you. This is Sister Kimberly Sunshine Silas, and I just want to say I am absolutely crazy about you and madly and passionately in love with me. You can hit me up on Facebook at kimberly.silas@facebook.com and also on Instagram at Silas Kimberly, S-I-L-A-S Kimberly. With that being said, we'll see you back on the first Friday in May, which is going to be the 3rd. With that being said, thank you and have a blessed and amazing day.